pastor to read our scripture passage for this evening. That's found in Romans chapter 11.
And Romanos 11.
And we're going to begin reading at verse 33 through verse 36.
Y vamos a leer versículos 33 al final, versículo 36. Voy a invitarles a leer conmigo Romanos 11:33 al final. Los que quieren pueden leer. Oh, profundidad de las riquezas de la sabiduría y de la ciencia de Dios. Cuán insondables son tus juicios y inescrutables sus caminos. Porque ¿quién entendió la mente del Señor? ¿O quién fue su consejero? ¿O quién le dio a él primero para que le fuese recompensado? Porque de él, y por él, y para él son todas las cosas. A él sea la gloria por los siglos. Amén.
Oremos, por favor. Te damos gracias por esta noche. Gracias por las bendiciones que nos has dado. Nos hablen por su palabra ahora y ayúdanos a aprender mucho. Por favor, salva, Señor, a los que se han perdido. Te lo pedimos en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Amén.
Amén.
Me recibe.
¿Puedes sentarse?
Scripture passage speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. You have noticed the songs that my wife and I have been singing tonight have been all in praise to the Lord Jesus. Our passage speaks about the depth of the riches of God that He has for His people.
Este texto habla de la profundidad del amor de Dios por su pueblo.
Not just in tangible things, but in wisdom as well.
No solo nos da cosas tangibles, sino nos da sabiduría.
The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Santiago 1 dice, si alguno falta sabiduría, que la pida de Dios.
And God has promised to give those who are His children His wisdom as He leads them.
Y Dios ha prometido dar su sabiduría a los que le quieren seguir.
God has never needed a counselor, amen?
Dios no necesita consejero, ¿verdad?
He is the wonderful counselor.
Él es el admirable consejero.
We are the ones who need His counsel.
Nosotros somos los que tenemos necesidad de su consejo.
It's sad, but we have a society today that is more interested in reading and studying the Wall Street Journal rather than the Word of God.
Es triste, pero muchos prefieren estudiar periódicos de finanzas más que la palabra de Dios.
God has never had anyone loan Him anything so that He owed them again.
Dios no necesita préstamos de nada, de nadie, para deber a nadie nada.
He doesn't need anything from us.
Él no necesita nada de nosotros.
He is the one who provides all of our needs.
Es Él que provee todas nuestras necesidades.
And we sang tonight that He is a wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Y cantamos esta noche que Él es un Dios admirable, maravilloso.
Our scripture says in the very last phrase of verse 36, to Him be glory forever. Amen.
En versículo 36 termina diciendo, Él sea la gloria.
Why should we give glory to Jesus Christ forever? Very simple message for you tonight. That last verse tells us why He deserves all the glory and praise forever. The Bible says, for of Him. He is the origin of all things.
Él es el origen de todo.
The Lord Jesus Christ deserves praise and glory forever because He is the one from whom all things came.
Él merece la gloria siempre porque ha creado todo.
He is the creator.
Él es el creador.
Look, I know that the public school teacher wants you to believe that over billions of years after an explosion, that they can't even explain, this world evolved into what it is today.
Yo sé que los maestros del mundo quieren creer la evolución de una explosión que causó todo, pero la Biblia no dice eso.
When's the last time you've ever seen an explosion bring anything together in an orderly fashion?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que usted miró una explosión traer orden a las cosas?
No one here would be foolish enough to believe if I told you that my watch just exploded into being on my arm one day as I walked down the sidewalk.
Nadie creería que mi reloj apareció porque un día vi una explosión y me apareció un reloj en el brazo.
You say, brother, well, that's a watch, a digital one.
Dice, pero tu reloj es digital.
It keeps time in three time zones.
Es que mantiene el tiempo bien, tres zonas.
It has three different alarms.
Tiene tres alarmas.
It has a stopwatch.
Tiene un reloj de...
It's even held on your arm by a band that is specifically designed with hook and loop technology to keep it from falling off.
Tiene una banda especial para tu brazo.
No one would say it just happened there.
Nadie va a decir, oh, esto solo por una explosión apareció allí.
And yet there are many people tonight who claim to be educated and claim to be learned.
Pero muchos dicen que tienen educación.
And they look with their brain that is more involved than anybody's computer has ever been designed to be.
Y solo pensando en el cerebro humano, que es más complicado que cualquier computador.
And they look at their own human body that's more mathematically designed than anybody's digital watch could ever dream of being.
Y uno mira solo el cuerpo humano, que es más fino y complicado que cualquier reloj digital.
And they say, it just happened from an explosion.
Y dice, oh, eso solo pasó por la explosión y la erupción.
How foolish!
Qué tontería.
The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
La Biblia dice, el necio dice en su corazón, no hay un Dios.
God's word tells us in Genesis 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Genesis 1:1, Dios dice, Dios creó los cielos y la tierra.
But you know, God gives us even more information than that.
Pero ¿sabe que Dios nos da más información que solo eso?
The Bible tells us more specifically that it was Jesus Christ who did the creating.
La Biblia dice específicamente es Jesucristo el que creó.
In John chapter 1, the Bible says, beginning at verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
En Juan 1:1 dice que el Verbo era en el principio con Dios, el Verbo era Dios.
Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him, verse 4 says, without Him, or verse 3, John 1, verse 3, without Him was not anything made that was made.
Y dice en Juan 1:2 que Él hizo todas las cosas, y no había nada creado que Él no había creado.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, for by Him were all things created.
In Colossians 1:16, dice, por Él, por Jesús, todas las cosas fueron creadas.
The things that are in heaven as well as the things that are in earth.
Las cosas en el cielo, tanto como las cosas en la tierra.
They didn't explode by accident into being one day or evolve over billions of years.
No llegaron a existir en orden por un accidente, una explosión y evolución.
God created all things.
Dios creó todo.
But it was the Lord Jesus Christ who did the work of that creating.
Y Jesús hizo la obra de esa creación.
I say to atheists that I admire their faith.
Le digo a los ateos, yo admiro cuánta fe tienes tú.
It takes more faith to believe that all of the order and detail of the things about us in this world happened by an accident than that an intelligent creator made them that way.
Porque requiere montones más fe creer que todo lo que pasó por el orden que existe vino por accidente. Más fe requiere para creer eso que creer que hay un Dios que ha creado todo.
I feel sorry for people who believe in evolution.
Yo tengo lástima por los que creen en la evolución.
Because that means that if you evolve on this planet, you're just an accident.
Porque eso significa que tú, si evolucionaste en el planeta, usted está aquí como un accidente.
There's no plan for you.
No hay un plan para ti.
You're a mistake, perhaps.
Usted es un error, a lo mejor.
How sad it is for people who have believed those things.
Qué triste creer esas cosas.
They have no hope.
No tienen esperanza.
They have no future.
No hay futuro.
They have no eternity to think about themselves.
No hay una eternidad para ellos por delante.
But the Bible makes it very plain that this world did not evolve, that Christ Jesus created everything.
Pero la Biblia dice claramente que el mundo no evolucionó, sino que Jesús creó todo.
Because He is a personal God who made mankind personally for His glory.
Porque es un Dios personal que hizo al hombre personalmente para su gloria.
In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, God made man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
En Génesis 2 dice que Dios hizo al hombre del polvo de la tierra y sopló en él, en su nariz, el aliento de vida, y el hombre llegó a ser un alma viviente.
God made out of the dust of the ground that first man, and He gave that first man and the first woman He created life.
Dios hizo del polvo de la tierra el primer hombre, y de él dio la primera mujer vida.
He is the creator.
Él es el creador.
The Lord Jesus Christ deserves honor and glory forever because He is the origin of all things.
Jesús merece la honra siempre porque Él es el originador de todo.
But notice the Bible says, for of Him and through Him.
Pero note que la Biblia dice en Romanos 11, de él y por él, por medio de él.
He deserves honor and glory forever, not just because he is the origin of all things, but because he is also the operation of all things.
No solo merece honor y gloria porque él es el originador de todo, pero también él es el ordenador de todo.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is not just the creator deity, but that he is the source of physical life.
Él no solo es creador de vida, pero es la fuente de vida.
In John 1, verse 4, it says, in him was life, and this life was the light of men.
En Juan 1, 4, dice que en él fue la vida, y la vida es la luz de los hombres.
Do you realize that the only reason you and I are alive tonight is because God gives us life? The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who brought us into this world, and he is also the one who can take us out of this world at any time. He knows when our life begins, and he knows when it is to end on this planet. The Bible tells us that he is the one who gives physical life to all things.
La Biblia dice que él es el que da vida física a todas las cosas.
Without him, the plants and the trees and the animals would have no life.
Sin Cristo, las plantas, los animales, nada tendría vida.
And without him, you and I would not be alive.
Y tú y yo no tendríamos vida.
It is only by his grace that our hearts are beating right now and our lungs are breathing tonight.
Es solo por su gracia que nuestros corazones están palpitando y los pulmones respirando esta noche.
None of us knows how long we have to live.
Ninguno sabemos cuánto tiempo tenemos para
vivir. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die.
En Hebreos 9:27 dice que está apuntado el hombre morir una sola vez.
God had a time he had for us to be born.
Dios tiene un momento en que íbamos a nacer.
And the Lord Jesus Christ says there's going to come a day when our hearts will stop beating and our lungs will quit breathing.
Y vendrá un día cuando nuestros pulmones dejarán de respirar.
And why will we die?
¿Y por qué vamos a morir?
The Bible says we face a physical death because we have all sinned against God.
La Biblia dice que vamos a morir físicamente porque todos hemos pecado contra Dios.
When God created Adam and Eve, the first humans, and placed them in the garden home he had made for them, he only gave them one prohibition.
Cuando Dios creó a Adán y Eva y les puso allí en el huerto de Edén, les dio solo una prohibición.
He told them they should not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that stood in the middle of the garden home he had made.
Que no comieran del árbol de la ciencia del bien y del mal, que se quedaba en el centro de ese huerto.
He said, because the day you eat of that fruit, you will surely die.
Porque dijo, el día que tú comes de eso, vas a morir.
Do you realize that if Adam and Eve had not sinned against God, they would still be living tonight?
¿Sabes que si Adán y Eva no hubieran pecado contra Dios en eso, todavía estarían vivos?
Where would you find a birthday cake big enough to put that many candles? But the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve chose to disobey God's command. And at the moment they did, they died spiritually.
En el momento que lo hicieron, murieron físicamente.
And from that day on, they began to grow old and become sick and to die physically.
Y desde el momento empezó a envejecerse y morir físicamente.
Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Por eso dice en Romanos 5:12 que el pecado entró en el mundo por un hombre y la muerte entró por el pecado y así la muerte pasó a todos los hombres, pues que todos pecaron.
None of us ever had to have anyone tell us how to tell a lie.
Ninguno de nosotros teníamos que aprender cómo decir una mentira.
We don't have to go to school to learn how to disobey our parents.
Ninguno tiene que ir a la escuela a aprender cómo desobedecer.
We don't have to watch a video series on how to be self-centered.
No tiene que mirar una serie de videos de cómo ser egoísta.
All of that comes naturally from the sinful nature with which every one of us has been born.
Toda esa maldad viene de la naturaleza pecaminosa con que nacimos.
And we may point our fingers back to our human parents, Adam and Eve, and say, well, it's all their fault that I was born a sinner.
Y podemos apuntarnos a nuestros padres, Adán y Eva, y decir, es su culpa que yo nací como pecador.
But let's face it, there's not a single one of us here tonight, including the pastor and myself, who has not, just like Adam and Eve, also chosen to disobey God.
Pero tenemos que contestar, no hay ninguno aquí, ni los pastores, ni nadie aquí, que no haya decidido desobedecer a Dios. Todos hemos decidido desobedecer.
In the book of 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we lie.
Primera de Juan 1 dice, si decimos que no tenemos pecado, decimos mentiras.
Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Romanos 3:23 dice, todos pecaron y están destruidos por la gloria de Dios.
Not one of us can look at the commandments in God's word and say we've kept them all.
Ni uno de nosotros podemos mirar los mandamientos de la palabra de Dios y decir que los hemos guardado todos.
We have all violated them. And it wasn't because somebody put a gun to our head or a knife to our throat and threatened to kill us or a family member if we didn't.
No lo hicimos porque alguien puso una pistola a la cabeza, un cuchillo al pecho para amenazarnos con la muerte.
We sin because we choose to sin.
No pecamos porque queremos pecar. Es nuestra decisión.
Adam and Eve sinned against God and they died.
Adán y Eva pecaron contra Dios y murieron.
Every human being from Adam and Eve down to you and to me has also chosen to disobey God, and they too have died.
Y cada humano desde Adán y Eva hasta nosotros han escogido pecar y murieron.
And the Bible says that because every one of us has chosen to disobey God, we will one day also die.
Y la Biblia dice que puesto que todos nosotros hemos decidido desobedecer a Dios, también nosotros vamos a morir.
The only reason you're still alive tonight is because of the grace of the Lord.
La única razón porque estamos vivos esta noche es por la gracia de Dios.
He is the source of physical life.
Él es la fuente de la vida física.
But don't tempt him by rejecting his gift of eternal life, or he can remove your life at any moment.
Pero no tiente a Dios con más pecado porque él puede quitar tu vida.
So many people will come to a meeting like this and say, I know I'm a sinner, preacher.
Muchos vendrán a estas reuniones y dirán, no, yo soy un pecador.
And I know I deserve death, and I know I deserve the punishment of God.
Y yo sé que merezco la muerte, el castigo de Dios.
But I'll wait and get saved tomorrow.
Pero yo voy a esperar y ser salvo cuando soy más viejo.
I'll accept Christ when I get older.
Voy a ser salvo mucho más tarde.
I'll do it later.
Más tarde.
And yet the Bible never once says that you or I can be saved tomorrow.
Pero la Biblia nunca dice que tú y yo podemos ser salvos mañana o más tarde.
It says today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Dice hoy si escuchas su voz, no endurezcas tu corazón.
It says seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Busca Señor mientras que puede ser hallado.
The Bible says in Proverbs 27 verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
En Proverbios 27 dice, no os jactéis de mañana, porque no sabéis qué va a traer el día.
James 4 verse 14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow.
Santiago 4:15 dice, no sabéis lo que será mañana.
But what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away.
¿Qué es tu vida? Es un vapor que aparece un momento y luego desaparece.
And 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says,
2 Corintios 6, 2,
now is the accepted time.
Ahora es el tiempo aceptable.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Ahora es el día de salvación.
God wants tonight to save every one of us from our sin.
El Señor Jesús quiere salvar cada uno de sus pecados esta noche.
So that if our life should come to an end tonight, we would dwell with him for all of eternity, not be separated from him forever.
Para que si pasara de esta vida la muerte, no estaríamos separados de Dios y morar con Dios eternamente.
Do not tempt the Lord with putting off that decision you need to make tonight.
No tiente a Dios con postergar esta decisión.
Understand that he is the only one who is keeping you alive, and receive his gift of eternal life before it's too late.
Entender que él nos da vida ahora para poder recibir su regalo de vida eterna ahora antes de que esté demasiado tarde.
He is the source of all physical life.
Es la fuente de toda la vida física.
But he also deserves glory because he is the source of spiritual life.
Pero también merece la gloria porque es la fuente de vida espiritual.
In John chapter 3, a man by the name of Nicodemus came to speak to Jesus.
Juan 3:3, vino Nicodemo para hablar con Jesús.
In the midst of that conversation, the Lord Jesus Christ told Nicodemus that unless he was born again, he could not see the kingdom of heaven.
En esta conversación Jesús dijo, si no nacieres de nuevo, no podéis ver el reino de los cielos.
You can go back and read that passage for yourself if you want in your time.
Puedes leerlo en Juan 3 en su propio tiempo.
Nicodemus said, how can I be born when I'm old? Can I go back inside of my mother and come back out again?
Nicodemus dijo, ¿puedo volver a nacer siendo viejo? ¿Puedo entrar en el seno de mi mamá?
Jesus said, no, except you have a physical birth and a spiritual birth, You cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Y dijo, no, si no tienes no solo un nacimiento físico, pero también espiritual, no puedes entrar al reino de los cielos.
God's will is that we come into this world. He gives us that physical life.
La voluntad de Dios es para que vengamos a este mundo, por eso nos dio vida física.
But because we were born in sin and because we choose to sin, we are spiritually dead from the time we're born.
Pero puesto que hemos decidido pecar, somos muertos espiritualmente desde el momento de nacer.
So Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 verses 14 and 15.
Así en Juan 3, 14, 15, dice Nicodemo Jesús,
as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Como Moisés levantó la serpiente del desierto, así el Hijo del Hombre tiene que estar levantado.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Para que todo aquel que creyere en él no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
And then he said in John 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
En Juan 3, ¿quién dice? De tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado su Hijo unigénito.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Para que todos los que creen en él no se pierdan, mas tengan vida eterna.
1 John chapter 5, verse 20 says that in Christ is eternal life. Because of our sin, we were born spiritually dead. The Spirit of God was taken from man when Adam and Eve sinned.
Por causa del pecado del hombre, nacimos espiritualmente muertos. Ya no teníamos el espíritu vivo que Dios había dado.
But the minute a person is willing to turn from their sin,
pero momento que el hombre está dispuesto a mover de su pecado,
the Bible says the word repent.
La Biblia usa la palabra arrepentir.
What does it mean to repent?
¿Qué quiere decir eso de arrepentir?
It isn't just a fire escape deal with God.
No es solo querer un escape de fuego.
Some people read what the Bible says about how we were born in sin and we face a physical death.
Algunos leen la Biblia que dice que hemos nacido en el pecado y merecemos una muerte física.
But that physical death is not what you ought to fear.
Pero no debemos temer tanto la vida, la muerte física.
Jesus said, fear not him who is able to kill the body.
Cristo dice, no temas al que puede matar el cuerpo.
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul together in hell.
Más bien temer al que puede matar tanto el cuerpo como el alma en el infierno.
The Bible says that we not only face a physical death because of our sin,
la Biblia dice que no solo encontramos la vida física por causa del pecado,
but that when we die, our body may be buried in the grave, but the soul, the real us that inhabits us, goes, if we're in sin, to a place called hell.
Pero aunque nuestro cuerpo se ponga en una tumba, nuestro alma en ese momento se separa del cuerpo y si no es salvo, va a un lugar llamado el infierno.
According to Jesus Christ, hell is a very real place.
En Juan, Lucas 16, conforme lo que dice Jesús, el infierno es un lugar real.
In Luke chapter 16, Jesus spoke about the rich man who died and in hell lift up his eyes in torment.
Allí habla de un hombre rico que muere y levanta sus ojos del infierno en tormento.
In another passage, Jesus said that hell was such a terrible place that if you had a sinful hand or foot or eye that would keep you wanting to keep on in your sin rather than come to him, it would be better to cut off that hand or cut off that foot or reach in and gouge out and throw away that eye and only have one to go to heaven than have two to be cast into hell.
En otro texto, el Señor Jesús dice que el infierno es tan horrible que si es la causa de tu pecado, tu mano, tu ojo, mejor cortarle la mano, sacarle el ojo, antes de ir a ese lugar tan horrible llamado infierno.
And the Bible says that every sinner who dies has their soul go to hell while their body was buried in the grave.
Y cada pecador que muere, aunque su cuerpo está en la tumba, su alma va al infierno.
But then one day God is going to resurrect that body and put it back together with that soul brought forth from hell.
Pero en Apocalipsis dice que ese cuerpo va a resucitarse y unirse otra vez con ese alma.
And every sinner will stand before the throne of Jesus Christ.
Y cada pecador va a pararse delante del gran trono blanco del Señor Jesucristo.
And at the end of that judgment before the Lord Jesus.
Y al final de ese juicio delante de Jesucristo.
The Bible says says in Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15.
La Biblia dice en Apocalipsis 20, 14 y 15.
Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
La muerte y el infierno fueron echados al lago de fuego y esta es la segunda muerte.
That is eternal death.
Esto es muerte eterna.
And if I receive what I deserve tonight, that's where I would be.
Y si yo recibo lo que merezco, allí estaría yo.
And so would all of us, because each of us has violated God's laws willingly.
Y así con todos nosotros, porque todos hemos violado la ley de Dios voluntariamente.
We were born spiritually dead, and when we die physically, we will be forever in spiritual death in a lake of fire.
Todos nacimos en muerte espiritual, y si no nos salvamos, vamos a morir eternamente en el lago de fuego.
But the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Pero dice la Biblia, Dios no quiere que ninguno perezca, sino que todos procedan al arrepentimiento.
And God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross to pay the penalty for all of our sins.
Y Dios envió a su Hijo, Jesucristo, para pagar la pena de todos nuestros pecados.
And He was buried, and He rose again the third day.
Fue enterrado, resucitó el tercer día.
And it says, because He lives, we can live also.
La Biblia dice que como Él vive, nosotros podemos vivir.
Because when a person first is willing to repent and turn from their sin,
cuando uno está dispuesto a arrepentirse y volver de su pecado,
not just because we don't want to suffer in a lake of fire forever.
No solo para escapar del lago de fuego.
Some people say, I don't want to go to hell, but I don't want to change the way I live.
Muchos dicen, yo no quiero ir al infierno, pero tampoco quiero cambiar como yo vivo.
If we're not sincere and we're not serious with God, He will not save us.
Si no somos sinceros con Dios, Él no nos va a salvar.
To repent means to say, God, I cannot change my life.
Arrepentirse quiere decir, Señor, yo no puedo cambiar mi
vida. But I do not want to continue in my sin.
Pero no quiero seguir en mi pecado.
I'm willing to turn from that sin.
Quiero dejar mi pecado.
But I know only you can change my life.
Pero solo tú puedes cambiar mi vida.
And I ask you to do that.
Y te ruego que lo hagas.
That's repentance.
Eso es arrepentimiento.
I'm turning from my sin.
Yo dejo mi pecado.
I'm turning from my own self-righteousness.
Yo dejo mi propia justicia.
I'm turning from anything else I've ever trusted to get me to heaven, and I'm turning to Jesus Christ.
Dejo de confiar en cualquier otra cosa para llevarme al cielo y confío solo en Cristo.
And then the Bible says I need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y la Biblia dice que tengo que creer en el Señor Jesucristo.
John 3 and verse 15 said, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
Juan 3, 15, el que creyere en el Señor Jesús tendrá vida eterna.
John 3, verse 36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
El que cree en el Hijo tiene vida eterna.
But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
Pero el que no cree en el Hijo no tendrá vida, sino la ira de Dios mora sobre él.
Yet the Bible tells us that if you and I will believe that Jesus is God, that He came from heaven and died in our place on the cross, that He rose from the grave and only He can save us, and having repented and believed on Him, we then call upon Him and receive that eternal life.
Y habiendo arrepentido y creído en el Señor Jesús, le invocamos para recibir la vida.
How do I do that?
¿Cómo puedo hacer
Romans
eso?
10, 9 and 10 say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Romanos 9:9 dice, el que confesare con la boca el Señor Jesús y creyere en su corazón que Dios le levantó de los muertos, será salvo.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Porque con el corazón se cree para justicia, y con la boca se confiesa para salvación.
And Romans 10:13 then continues, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Romanos 10:13, el invocando el nombre del Señor será salvo.
And the minute I come to Christ and I say, God, I'm a sinner.
En el momento que yo vengo a Cristo diciendo, Señor, soy un pecador.
And I'm so sorry for my sin.
Lo siento mucho por haber
pecado. I cannot change myself.
No puedo cambiar de mí mismo.
But I want you to change me.
Pero creo en ti que tú me puedes
I believe that Jesus loved me and died for me on the cross.
Creo que Cristo me ama y murió por mí en la cruz.
That He rose again and that only He can save me.
Y creo que Cristo resucitó otra vez y solo Él me puede salvar.
So right now, God, I ask Jesus to give me that gift of eternal life.
Así que ahora mismo Jesús te pido que me dé para el regalo de vida eterna.
Please save my soul tonight.
Por favor, salvo mi alma.
You say, if I pray a prayer like that and truly mean it, God will hear and save me?
Si yo tengo esta fe para orar esta oración con sinceridad, ¿usted cree que Dios me va a salvar?
Yes, it's promised in His Word.
La Biblia lo promete en la palabra.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13.
Todo aquel que invocar el nombre del Señor será salvo.
Some people say, but can you really know that you have eternal life?
Y algunos dicen, pero ¿puedes estar seguro que tienes vida eterna?
1 John 5, verse 13 of the Bible says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Para que sepáis que tenéis vida eterna.
And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Y para que creáis en el nombre del Hijo de Dios.
He is the source of physical life.
Él es la fuente de vida física.
If we didn't have His power holding us alive tonight, we would have no life.
Si no tuviéramos su poder para mantenernos vivos, no estaríamos.
But more than physical life, He wants to give to every one of us spiritual, eternal life.
Pero más que la vida física, quiere dar a cada uno de nosotros la vida espiritual, eterna.
But that's not even all He wants to give us.
Y eso no es todo lo que Él quiere dar.
He's the source of physical life.
Es la fuente de vida física.
He deserves glory because He's the source of spiritual life.
Merece gloria porque es la fuente de vida espiritual.
But those of us who are even saved have never experienced the full glory of God unless we realize He is the source of abundant life.
Pero no va a tener todo el gozo antes de experimentar que Él es la fuente de vida abundante.
In John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Juan 10:10 dice, Cristo ha venido para que tengan vida y que la tengan en abundancia.
What does that mean?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
¿Por qué murió Cristo en la cruz?
Some say, well, it's because He came to get us off the hook and out of hell and into heaven, so we can all be happy.
Bueno, algunos dicen es para que nos rescate del infierno.
That's a humanistic view of the gospel.
Eso es solo un punto de vista humanista.
That's not why Jesus came.
No es la razón mayor porque vino.
Why did God make man in the first place?
Porque hizo Dios al hombre en primer lugar.
The Bible says it was to glorify Him.
Fue para glorificarle a Él.
In fact, God made man in His own image so that everything else in creation could look at man and see what God was like.
Dios hizo al hombre en su imagen para que toda la creación pudiera ver al hombre y ver cómo es Dios.
Sin in our lives mars the image of God.
Pero el pecado en la vida estropea la imagen de Dios.
But God loves us and He does not want us to remain in spiritual death.
Pero Dios nos ama y no quiere que nos quedemos la muerte espiritual.
If you had something precious and it broke, what would you do about it?
Si tú tienes algo bien precioso, pero se rompe, ¿qué va a hacer?
Throw it away, go buy another one?
Tirarlo a la basura ya de pronto?
That might be true if it was something cheap and not worth very much.
A lo mejor si es barato, lo va a hacer.
But if it was a precious, something precious and unusual, the only thing you could do would be go and get it fixed.
Pero si es tan precioso y no es usual tener una cosa así, la única manera de resolver problemas, llevarlo para arreglarlo.
Man without the Spirit of God within can never glorify God.
El hombre sin el Espíritu de Dios dentro no puede glorificar a Dios.
We not only cannot save ourselves, we can't even live the kind of life the Bible says a Christian is supposed to live.
Yo no puedo rescatarme del infierno, pero tampoco puedo vivir la clase de vida que Dios quiere que yo viva.
Paul said in Romans 6, chapter 6, 7, and 8, that it's impossible for this old flesh to live a good Christian life.
En Romanos 5 dice que es imposible para esta carne vivir una vida cristiana.
No matter how hard we try in ourselves, we can't do it.
No importa cuánto yo trate, no puedo.
But God sent His Son into this world through an old rugged cross to die for our sins.
Pero Dios envió a su Hijo a la cruz del Calvario para morir por nuestros pecados.
And He raised Him from the dead the third day.
Y le resucitó de los muertos el tercer día.
So that any one of us who would turn from our sins
para que cualquiera aquí que dejara su pecado
and trust what Jesus did on the cross
y confíe en lo que hizo Cristo en la cruz
and take His free gift of eternal life
y que reciba su regalo de vida
could have our sins forgiven
puede tener pecado perdonado.
So that now the Holy Spirit of God can be put back within us.
Porque ya el Espíritu de Dios puede volver a morar dentro de nosotros.
And now with the Spirit of God within, the Lord Jesus Christ can work through His Spirit in our lives to glorify God.
Y ya con el Espíritu Santo dentro, Él puede obrar para ayudarnos a glorificar a Dios.
Listen, I cannot save myself.
No puedo salvarme a mí mismo.
Neither can you.
Y tú tampoco.
Jesus has to do that.
Jesús tiene que salvar.
Our faith in Christ allows Him to save us.
Nuestra fe en Cristo permite que Él nos salve.
I'll tell you something else.
Otra cosa.
I can't keep myself saved either.
Tampoco puedo guardarme y preservarme salvado.
None of us has the ability to have the power to keep ourselves in eternal life.
Ninguno tenemos el poder para guardarnos en vida eterna.
Jesus has to do that too.
Jesús tiene que guardarnos también.
And it's our faith in Him that allows Him to keep us saved through all of eternity.
Y es nuestra fe en Él que nos le ayude, que le haga posible guardarnos salvos por la eternidad.
But I can't even live the Christian life.
Pero no puedo vivir la vida cristiana.
It's too hard.
Es demasiado difícil.
It's impossible for you or me and ourselves to do that.
Es imposible para ti y para mí hacer eso.
If we cannot save ourselves and we cannot keep ourselves saved, then we cannot live the Christian life ourselves.
Si no podemos salvarnos y guardarnos salvos, no podemos vivir la vida cristiana sin su ayuda.
But just as it is our faith in Christ that allows Him to save us,
pero igual como nuestra fe le hace salvarnos,
and it is our faith in Christ that allows Him to keep us safe for eternity,
nuestra fe le permite mantenernos salvados,
it is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that will allow Him to work in and through us by His Spirit every single day.
Nuestra fe en Jesús le permite obrar en nosotros y a través de nosotros para guardarnos cada día salvos.
Paul said in the Scriptures, I die daily.
Pablo dice en la escritura, yo me muero a mí mismo diariamente.
Every day, Paul got out of bed and walked off into a grave.
Cada día, como si Pablo saliera de su cama para entrar en la tumba.
He knew he couldn't live the Christian life.
Supo que no pudo vivir la vida cristiana.
He said, well, Brother Levin, if we can't live the Christian life, what are we supposed to do with this body we have?
Y dice, si no puedo vivir la vida cristiana, ¿qué voy a hacer con este cuerpo?
In chapter 12 of Romans, verses 1 and 2.
En Romanos 12, 1 y 2, dice,
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Así os ruego, hermanos, que presentéis a vuestros cuerpos como sacrificio vivo.
Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Santo, agradable a Dios, que es vuestro culto racional.
God says, take that body and yield it fully to Christ every single day.
El Señor dice, toma tu cuerpo y rendirlo al Señor cada día.
Listen, if the Lord is controlling your hands, you're not going to steal something.
Si Dios está controlando mis manos, no voy a robar.
You're not going to turn the channel on the television set to some station you shouldn't look at.
Mis manos no van a cambiar la canal de una televisor.
You're not going to type some rotten website into your computer keyboard.
Yo no voy a mirar con mis manos y hacerme ver algún sitio malo en el.
If He's in control of your feet, you're not going to go someplace you shouldn't be going. If He's in control of your heart, you can love the people you never thought you could ever love. If He's in control of your eyes, you won't be looking at things you shouldn't look at. You and I don't need to fail in living our Christian life if we turn it over to Him to live, because He never fails. But He cannot sit upon the throne of our hearts unless we willingly ask Him to take us from that throne.
Pero Él no va a tomar cargo del trono de nuestros corazones si no nos rendimos voluntariamente a Él.
And we give Him total control of our life.
Hay que rendirle control total de mi vida.
It's like the difference between two ways of running an automobile.
Es la diferencia entre dos maneras de manejar un automóvil.
How many of you have ever tried to drive a car without gasoline?
¿Cuántos han tratado de conducir un carro que no tenía gasolina?
I drive my truck without gasoline all the time.
Él lo hace siempre.
It takes diesel fuel.
but
if you've ever tried to drive a vehicle without fuel, it'll operate just like a vehicle with fuel.
Pero un vehículo sin petróleo opera lo mismo como uno sin petróleo.
It'll go as far and as fast as you push it.
Solo va tan lejos como tú quieres empujarlo.
And that's going to get pretty difficult, isn't it?
Y eso será difícil para empujar tu propio vehículo.
The car manufacturer didn't design the car to be pushed around film everywhere.
Pero no hizo un carro para que tuviéramos que empujarlo a todos los lados.
They designed it so that you could put fuel in the tank and turn the switch and turn the engine on.
Lo diseñó para echar gasolina y prenderlo.
You could sit in the car and rest and rely upon the car as it drives you around town.
Y tú solo tienes que descansar y dejar el carro hacer el trabajo de llevarte por el pueblo.
Some Christians are working as hard as they can to live for Jesus every day and wearing themselves out.
Muchos dicen, ay, pero voy a trabajar para Dios duro, duro, y estoy cansándome demasiado.
That's because we're trying to do it ourselves.
Porque estoy tratando de hacerlo.
Like pushing my car around hell.
Como empujar mi carro por el pueblo.
But if we recognize that when we trust Jesus as our Savior, His Spirit is placed within.
Cuando tengo que reconocer si confío en el Señor Jesús para mi Salvador, me da su Espíritu adentro.
We can let Him take His place upon the throne of our hearts.
Y puedo rendirle el control del trono de mi corazón.
We can give our bodies over to Him and let Him have complete control.
Y entregar mi cuerpo al dejar de Él controlarme.
And the same one who saves us and keeps us saved will then live the Christian life in us.
Y el mismo que me salva y me guarda salvo puede vivir en mí la vida cristiana.
How can we fail?
¿Cómo puedo fracasar?
When He is in control.
Si Él está en control.
He deserves glory forever and ever because He is the operation of all things.
Él merece la gloria siempre porque Él es la operación de todas las cosas.
He's the source of physical life.
La fuente de vida física.
The source of spiritual life.
Espiritual.
And the only source of abundant life as well.
Y vida abundante.
But notice one last thing before we pray tonight.
Pero para terminar.
It says, for of Him and through Him and to Him. He's the origin of all things. He's the operation of all things. He is the objective of all things. Some people want to treat God like He is a means to an end.
Algunos quieren tratar a Dios como medio para ayudarles a llegar al fin que ellos quieren.
He's not a means to an end. He is the end.
Él no es el medio para el fin. Él es la finalidad.
He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Es el Alpha y Omega, el principio y el fin.
And because He is the objective of all things, it means that He is the end of the journey. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2,
Hebreos 12, 1 y 2,
wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Mirad que tenemos alrededor una gran nube de testigos. Debemos mirar a Cristo, puesto que Él pone delante el gozo de servirle.
Then it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Mirando a Jesús, el autor y el consumidor de nuestra fe.
He's the one that fired off the starting pistol at the beginning of our lives to begin to live.
Es el que dio arranque en nuestra vida cristiana para
empezar a vivir. He's the one with the checkered flag at the end of our life who finishes when we
live. Y es el que es el cuenta final para decir ganador.
And because He is the objective of all things, He's not only the end of our journey.
No solo es el fin de nuestra jornada,
but He's also the eternal judge.
Pero también el juez final.
God's word tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
La palabra dice que cada lengua va a confesar, cada rodilla va a doblarse delante de Jesucristo.
Listen to me very carefully as we finish tonight.
Escúcheme cuidadosamente.
Every one of us may one day face a physical death.
Cada uno vamos a enfrentar probablemente una muerte física.
Unless Jesus comes back first, and then those of us who are in Christ will be caught up together with Him.
Salvo que Cristo viene durante nuestra vida, entonces cada cristiano va a estar arrebatado para estar con Él.
Even if we are saved and we die before Jesus comes, though our body will be buried in the grave, our soul will will go immediately to be with Him in heaven.
Pero para creyentes, aunque nuestro cuerpo muere, nuestra alma va enseguida para estar con Dios en el cielo.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 8 says, to be absent from the body for a believer is to be present with the Lord.
2 Corinthians 5 8, ausente del cuerpo es presente con el Señor.
I'm looking forward to seeing my parents in heaven.
Estoy anhelando ver mis padres en el cielo.
And others that I know who have left this world already to be with Jesus.
Y quiero ver otros que han dejado este mundo para estar con Jesús.
I wonder, are you going to heaven?
Me pregunto, ¿usted irá?
Have you turned from your sin?
¿Usted ha dejado su pecado?
Have you believed on the Lord Jesus?
¿Ha creído en Jesús?
Have you called on Him and asked Him sincerely to come into your life and to save your soul?
¿Le invocado con sinceridad y fe para salvar tu alma?
If not, you will be separated from all those who know Christ as their Savior.
Si no, estarás separado de todos los que conozcan al Señor Jesús.
Those who are believers will be in heaven.
Los que son creyentes
están en el cielo. And if you take the time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 as a believer, you'll see that we will stand before the Lord Jesus and be judged by Him.
Los cristianos en 1 Corintios 3 dicen que serán juzgados por el Señor.
We will either receive great rewards for having invested our time, our talents, our treasures, and our energies for His glory.
Es para poder, es por haber dado su vida, su talento, su tiempo, su fuerza para servirle en este mundo.
Or there are others who will lose what they could have had in rewards because they lived for this world and the things here.
Y hay cristianos que van a perder cualquier galardón que hubiera podido tener porque vivieron demasiado por este mundo.
For those of us who are faithful to live for Jesus Christ, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9,
1 Corintios 2, 9, para los que han sido fieles a vivir para Jesús.
I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things God has prepared for them that love Him.
El ojo no ha visto, el oído no ha oído las cosas preciosas que Dios tiene planeado para los que le sirven a Él.
I may not make much money being an evangelist in this world.
No voy a ganar mucho dinero siendo un evangelista en esta tierra.
Lord willing, I'm laying up great treasure in heaven for His glory.
Pero Dios quiere que yo tenga gran galardón en el cielo para su gloria.
Anything I could get in this world here will be burned up and left behind.
Cualquier cosa que voy a ganar en este mundo va a quemarse y dejarlo atrás.
Only the things done for Christ will last for all of eternity in heaven.
Solo lo que se hace para Cristo es lo que dura por la eternidad.
You can have this world.
Tú puedes tener este mundo.
Give me Jesus.
Dame Jesús.
Give me that master.
Dame mi maestro.
Give me that wonderful Lord.
Dame mi Señor maravilloso.
For He is the one who one day will say to those who have been faithful to Him, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Porque Él va a decir un día los que han sido fieles a Él, bien hecho, pues.
Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Entra en el gozo del Señor.
But hear me in closing tonight.
Pero óyeme.
If you're with us this evening and have never received God's gift of eternal life,
si usted está aquí esta noche y no ha recibido el regalo de vida,
if you die tonight, your soul will be going to hell and your body will be placed in the grave.
Si usted muere esta noche, su cuerpo estará en la tumba, pero su alma estará en el infierno.
The Bible says one day God will call that body out of the grave and reconstitute it and bring the soul out of hell and put the two back together again.
Y un día tu alma y tu cuerpo van a unirse otra vez.
Every sinner will stand before the throne of Jesus Christ.
Y cada pecador estará en otro trono.
You can read about it in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15.
Como dice en Apocalipsis 20.
We won't take the time to read that entire passage tonight.
No vamos a leer todo este texto.
But let me sum up for you what it says.
So that, déjame darle un resumen.
One day every sinner will stand alone before the throne of Jesus Christ.
Un día. Cada pecador va a estar a solas delante de Jesucristo en el juicio.
They will face the law of God that they violated.
Van a encontrarse con la ley de Dios que han violado.
Why do you think that so many today are trying to get rid of God's Ten Commandments out of our classrooms and our courtrooms?
¿Por qué quieren tantos ignorar y quitar los diez mandamientos de la corte y de la escuela?
Because if they admit there's an absolute law of right and wrong,
porque si hay una ley absoluta, then es correcto y correcto.
They have to admit there's an absolute authority God who gave it.
Entonces tienen que admitir que hay una autoridad absoluta que ha dado.
One day they will absolutely have to stand before Him and give an account.
Y entonces tendrán que pararse absolutamente delante de Él y rendir cuenta.
Every sinner will face that law of God they violated.
Y cada cristiano va a enfrentarse con esa ley que Dios le ha quebrado.
They will face also the list of sins they've committed in their lifetime.
Y van a encontrarse con la lista de pecados que ellos han quebrado en su vida.
It says in those verses that they'll be judged every man according to their works.
Dice, cada uno será juzgado conforme a sus obras.
Every sin a person has ever committed
cada
will be listed there.
Que cada uno haya cometido estará en la lista.
Aren't you glad if you're a Christian tonight, there's no list like that for you and me?
Gracias a Dios que no hay una lista aquí por los creyentes en Jesús.
Because the minute we ask Jesus to save us, our sins were forgiven and washed away.
Porque el momento que pides a Jesús salvarte, él borra todos sus pecados.
But every sinner will face the list of their sins.
Pero cada pecador va a enfrentarse con la lista.
Then the Bible says they'll face the Lamb's Book of Life, where their name will not be found written. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23,
en Mateo 7, 21, 23,
not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Sino los que de verdad han hecho la voluntad de mi Padre que está en el cielo.
Many will say in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works?
Dirán, pero Señor, no hemos hecho muchas maravillas, no hemos predicado en tu nombre.
Jesus says, then will I profess unto them.
Y Jesús dice, voy a confesar a ellos.
I never knew you.
Nunca les conocí.
I'm sorry, your name is not here.
Lo siento, tu nombre no está aquí.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Apartaos de mí, los que hacen iniquidad.
Depart.
Apartaos.
Depart where?
¿A dónde?
Into a lake of fire for eternity.
A un lago de fuego por la eternidad.
The scripture that we mentioned tonight says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Y la escritura dice que la muerte y el infierno fueron echados al lago de fuego y eso es la segunda.
Hear me tonight. If you have never received Christ as your Savior,
you have
a choice to make tonight whether you will stand as a believer before Him and receive reward for living for Christ. Or if instead you will stand before Him as you face your sin and are cast into a lake of fire and separated from Him forever.
O vas a pararse delante de él en gran número blanco para enfrentarse con su pecado y estar echado en un lago de fuego.
God is not willing that any should perish.
Dios no quiere que ninguno perezca.
He sent His Son to pay for your sins and mine on the cross.
Envió a su Hijo a pagar por todos nuestros pecados.
He raised Him from the dead so that because He lives, we can live also.
Le resucitó de los muertos para que como Él vive, nosotros podamos vivir.
Our verse says He is the origin of all things.
Nuestro versículo dice que Él es el origen
de todo. He is the operation of all things.
Es la operación de todo.
He is the objective of all things.
Es el objetivo de todo.
And He deserves the offering of all things.
Y Él merece la ofrenda de todo.
What should we offer to Him because of who He is?
¿Qué debemos ofrendar a Él por lo que Él es?
Our praise.
Nuestra alabanza.
Forever and ever.
Para siempre.
And our person. For all eternity.
Por toda la eternidad.
If you've trusted Christ, are you praising His name even tonight?
Si has confiado en Cristo, estás alabando su nombre esta noche.
Have you yielded yourself to Him that He might use you for His glory?
Te has rendido a Él para que te pueda usar para su gloria.
Or are you robbing the Savior for that very thing for which He died?
O estás robando al Señor por la misma cosa por la cual Él murió.
It's obvious tonight that you have physical life.
Es obvio que usted tiene vida física.
Do you have spiritual life?
Pero tiene vida espiritual.
And do you have abundant life?
Y tiene vida abundante.
If you do not have eternal life, I challenge any unbeliever to receive Christ tonight as your Savior.
Si no tiene vida eterna, si no está seguro, le reto para recibir a Cristo para ser su Salvador.
And if you are a believer and you do not have abundant life, I would challenge you tonight to die to yourself and yield your body fully to Christ.
Pero si tu vida es salvo, pero no es una vida abundante, le reto a rendirte al Señor para disfrutar.
When we one day stand together in heaven and receive great rewards from Him,
un día vamos a parar delante de Él en el cielo para recibir gran galardón de Él.
We will not be able to pat ourselves on the back for what we've done.
En este momento no vamos a darnos alabanzas por lo que nosotros hayamos hecho.
To Him be glory forever and ever.
Vamos a decir, a ti sea la gloria por siempre, Señor.
Would you bow together for prayer with me tonight?
Vamos a inclinar los rostros y inclinar las cabezas esta noche.
I appreciate the opportunity to be with you this week.
Thankful for the opportunity that I've had to share the Word of God with those who have come. We've heard the Word of God tonight. And now it's time to do something about what it says. I would ask these simple questions tonight before we close. How many men, women, and young people here tonight can say, Brother Webb, praise God, there has already been some time in my life when I did repent and turn from my sin and believe on the Lord Jesus and ask Him to come into my life and save my soul?
Había un momento de vida cuando me dejé el pecado, el arrepentimiento, creí en el Señor Jesús, invité al Señor a salvarme, y Él entró en mi vida y salvó mi alma.
If I died tonight, I know, I'm sure I would go to heaven.
¿Cuándo puede decir que yo muera esta noche? Estoy seguro que iré al cielo.
Can you lift your hand as a testimony to that tonight?
Si usted es salvo, levante la mano para que nadie más vea sobre nosotros y Dios. Levante la mano si usted es salvo.
Oh, man, I'm glad to see many who can say that tonight.
Amen. Muchos pueden decir esto.
Let me ask those of you who just raised your hand another question.
Pero para los que levantaron las manos y son salvos,
how many born again believers tonight would say, Brother Webb, although I know I'm going to heaven?
¿Cuántos cristianos que han nacido de nuevo dicen, yo sé que voy al cielo?
I know I have eternal life, but I've been missing that abundant life of Christ.
Yo sé que tengo vida eterna, pero ciertamente no tengo esta vida abundante.
Tonight I need to ask the Lord to take control of my life and give Him all.
Y esta noche quiero rendir el control de mi vida totalmente al Señor.
Pray for me tonight, Brother Webb. Would you raise your hand?
Ora por mí para rendirme al Señor y tener esta vida abundante. Levante la mano, cristiano, si usted quiere oración para tener una vida más abundante en Cristo.
Amen. I'll pray for you this evening.
Vamos a orar por los cristianos.
Now here's my final question tonight. I noticed there were some here tonight that could not raise their hand. I wonder who tonight would say, Brother Webb, if I died right now, I do not know I'd go to heaven. I know I have physical life, but I don't know that I have eternal life or abundant life. But I'd like to know my sins are forgiven.
Pero yo quiero saber que mis pecados,
I'd like to know I have a home in heaven.
Yo quiero saber que tengo un hogar en el cielo.
I'd like to know I have eternal life instead of eternal death.
Quiero estar seguro que tengo vida eterna y no muerte eterna.
Here's my hand. Would you pray for me, Brother Webb?
Si usted quiere oración, levante la mano para que oremos por usted para tener vida eterna y fe. ¿Cuántos quieren tener esa seguridad de que irá al cielo? Levante la mano.
If you would let me pray for you about that tonight, please lift your hand.
Levante, amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I see two hands. Is there someone else tonight? I'm not going to embarrass you. That's not my purpose. We don't want you to leave without eternal life tonight. It's your choice this evening. Is there anyone else? Preacher, while you're praying for those others who have lifted their hands, pray for me too. I do not know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Anyone else lift your hands tonight like that? Then let's stand very quietly, please, together.
Todos de pie, por favor.
I'm going to pray for those who have asked me to pray for them.
Vamos a orar por los que levantaron las manos.
But I want you to understand that either for believer or unbeliever, my praying cannot make the decision that you need to make tonight.
Pero quiero que entienda que sea usted creyente o incrédulo, mi oración no puede salvarte.
After I've prayed, I'm going to ask the pianist to play a verse or two of an invitation song, and then I want to give an opportunity for those who may not know if they die, they go to heaven, just to come and let somebody take a moment and pray with you and help you to settle that once and for all.
Después de mi oración por usted, voy a invitarle, si usted quiere buscar oración y que alguien le muestre en la Biblia cómo ir al cielo, vamos a invitarle a pasar adelante.
Please don't be embarrassed or ashamed or afraid to come.
La Biblia dice que no se avergüenza los que creen en el Señor Jesús.
We want to be sure your questions are answered.
Salvación. Queremos contestar cualquier pregunta.
We want to be sure you understand.
orar con usted y mostrar la Biblia.
We want you to leave knowing you have God's gift of eternal life.
Queremos que usted sepa, está seguro que tenga vida eterna.
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for bringing each one to the service.
Padre Celestial, gracias por haber traído cada uno al culto esta noche.
Thank you, Lord, for those who have made decisions this week as Christians.
Gracias, Padre, por los que han hecho decisiones esta noche como creyentes.
I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are here tonight who need to die to themselves and yield themselves fully to you.
Yo oro por mis hermanos que son salvos pero necesitan rendir sus vidas a ti.
Help them to experience true abundant life.
Ayúdales a tener el poder del Espíritu Santo para tener vida abundante.
But Lord, I pray tonight for some who are here who could not say they knew if they died they'd go to heaven.
Y yo oro por los que no podían decir que están seguros que irán al cielo.
And I pray that tonight they might not be hindered from coming to Jesus.
Ayúdales esta noche que el diablo no los estorbe de venir a Jesús.
May they turn from their sin tonight.
Ayúdales dejar su pecado en su poder esta noche.
May they trust what Jesus did on the cross for them.
Ayúdales confiar en lo que Jesús hizo.
May they take freely His gift of eternal life.
Ayúdales recibir gratuitamente ese regalo de la vida eterna.
Thank you for your promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Gracias por prometer que cualquier que invocare el nombre del Señor será.
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Te lo pedimos en nombre de Jesús.
As our heads remain bowed and our eyes remain closed, I'm going to ask the pianist to play a verse or two of an invitation song. If tonight you do not know for sure if you died, you'd be on your way to heaven. But you would like to know that tonight. Whether you raised your hand to ask for prayer or not, I would invite you just to come right now and meet Pastor here at the front.
Le invitamos a pasar adelante para tomar la mano del pastor y déjeme mandar a alguien orar con usted.
Would you come tonight?
Usted quiere venir para que oremos por usted.
Come and meet the pastor here tonight. Gracias. What about you tonight? Have come, what about you tonight? There's time for you to be saved if you would come. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to give a speech. I'm simply asking, would you be willing to come and let someone pray with you and help you to receive Christ? Now is the accepted time and now is the day of salvation. If you are a believer tonight and know you're on your way to heaven, but you're not sure whether or not someone near you is, then I encourage you just to ask them. You don't have to make a big commotion. Just quietly say, do you know if you died, you go to heaven? If they say no, then say, come on, I'll go with you. Let's go talk to somebody. Please, tonight, you come as well. Amen. Others come. What about you? I would open the invitation to believers as well tonight. If God's Spirit is speaking to your heart and tonight you need to die to yourself and yield your life fully to Christ, why don't you come and take a moment just to bow here at the altar and talk with God about it.
Mm-hmm. venga aquí para arrodillarse o pararse, déjenos orar por usted. Cristiano, ¿tiene usted oración? Venga adelante para que oremos por usted a tener esta vida abundante.
Come and join the others who are already coming.
Venga con los que están llegando para que oremos por usted también.
Now, in just a moment, I'm going to turn the invitation to the pastor to close. Perhaps there's someone standing here that would say, Brother Webb, I do not know if I died, whether or not I'm going to go to heaven. But I'm too embarrassed or ashamed or backward to step out and walk down an aisle in front of all these people. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you have to walk an aisle in a church to go to heaven.
If
tonight you understand that you're a sinner, and you're truly, honestly sorry for that sin, and you believe that Jesus loved you and died for you on the cross, if you believe that He rose again, you can call on Him right now, right in your seat, right where you are tonight. You say, but preacher, I don't know what to say to God. I don't know what to pray to Him. Listen, if you'd like, I'd be happy to lead you in a very simple prayer that you could pray right where you are. You don't even have to pray it out loud. Some do, some pray silently. But if tonight you are just too nervous or embarrassed to walk down an aisle but would like to receive Christ, why don't you just bow your head right now? And pray this simple prayer in your heart to God and mean it with all of your heart. Just pray like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sin. But I believe that Jesus died for me. And that He rose again. And I believe that only He can save me. So right now, God, I turn from my sin. And I take Jesus as my Savior. Please give to me now your gift of eternal life. Save my soul tonight. Thank you, God, for hearing my prayer. Thank you for saving me. And now may I live for Jesus. For it's in His name I ask you. And our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. If you prayed that prayer I just prayed just now and truly meant it with all of your heart, God heard that prayer and He answered it and He saved you tonight. You say, I don't feel any different. It has nothing to do with how you feel. It has to do with what God said. He said in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you called on Him tonight, He heard you and He saved you. But two verses ahead of that verse, it says this. Whosoever believeth in Him shall not be ashamed. So before I turn the invitation to the pastor, I have one other question. Is there anyone here tonight that would say, Brother Webb, when I walked in here tonight, I did not know if I died, whether I'd be going to heaven?
yo quiero preguntarle, si usted entró esta noche, no estaba seguro si era cierto.
But when you prayed that prayer you just prayed just now, I prayed that prayer with you right where I am.
Pero si usted puso su fe en Jesucristo ahora, cuando oró esta oración.
And Brother Webb, I'd just like you to know that tonight, right here, I did ask Jesus to save me.
Me gustaría que usted indique si usted ahora mismo aceptó a Cristo para ser su salvador.
If you prayed that prayer tonight, would you just lift a hand high enough for me to see it? I'd love to rejoice with you.
Si usted oró y cree que ahora mismo Jesús te salvó, levante la mano para que oremos dando gracias.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I've seen two hands. Anyone else?
Hay dos manos. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Tres manos. Hay alguna más. Que dice, yo oré esta oración y creo que Jesús me salvó.
Thank you for making that decision.
Gracias por hacer esta decisión.
You have questions?
Si tienes preguntas,
you can ask pastor on your way out tonight.
¿Puede mencionarlo al pastor esta noche?
Or if you're a lady, you can speak with his wife.
Hablar con mi esposa para las mujeres.
But I would encourage you tonight not to leave if you've not yet ever received Christ.
Pero si usted todavía no ha recibido a Cristo, no sabe.
You may never have another chance beyond tonight.
Sin recibir al Señor, porque a lo mejor no tienes otra oportunidad después de hoy.
Thanks so much again for being with us this week.
Gracias por estar con nosotros.
Thank you for listening to the Word of God.
Gracias por escuchar la palabra de Dios.
Thank you for responding to the Holy Spirit of God.
Gracias por ser sensible a responder al Espíritu de Dios.
If tonight you're still standing in your seat without making the decision God is speaking to your heart about, don't leave tonight without settling matters with Him.
Y si usted todavía no está rindiéndose al Señor, le invitamos a venir hasta ahora mismo para decir, Señor, me entrego a ti. Nuestro Padre Celestial, te damos gracias por los que han venido al altar. Dice que son cristianos, que creen en el Señor Jesús, y si son salvos, pero quieren rendir sus vidas a ti para llenarlos del Santo Espíritu y ayudarlos a vivir vidas victoriosas, vencedoras, abundantes, santas, ayúdales a creer en ti. Ayúdales, Señor, a confiar en el Espíritu Santo para llenarlos, darles poder y sabiduría y ayuda para vivir estas vidas. Ayúdales a salir de aquí, entregados a ti con el poder del Espíritu, diciendo, Señor, si tú quieres que yo haga cualquier cosa, ayúdame y yo lo haré. Ayúdales, Señor, a confiar en ti para ayudarles a orar más, testificar más, ser más fiel a la iglesia, si no han sido bautizados después de ser salvos, para ser bautizados y servirte. Gracias por los que han levantado las manos ahora mismo para decir que oraron en sus corazones esta oración pidiendo salvación. Si todavía tienen dudas, sabemos que la oración nos salva, solo Jesús salva cuando tenemos fe en Él. Muchos oran oraciones, pero todavía no tienen fe. Ayúdales, Señor, a poner su fe en lo que tú prometes, que la sangre de Jesús nos limpie de todo pecado, y en lo que tú prometes, que si invocamos al Señor somos salvos. Ayúdales a confiar en la sangre de Jesús para lavarles y la promesa de Jesús para salvarlos cuando creen en Él. Señor, si son salvos, ayúdales a no tener vergüenza, sino decirlo a nosotros, decirlo al evangelista, a uno de nosotros, yo he recibido a Jesús. Ayúdales a venir hasta el domingo y decir a otros, he recibido a Jesús. Juntarse en una clase de bautismo la próxima semana y decir, yo quiero mostrar mi fe en Jesús por bautismo. Pero Señor, sabemos que la iglesia, el bautismo, nada salvo, solo Jesús. Pero ayúdanos, Señor, a obedecerte si te amamos, si somos salvos, y dedicarnos a ti. Pero bendice, Señor, los que son cristianos. Ayúdales hasta venir mañana para salir con nosotros, para invitar a otros a la iglesia y escuchar de Jesús. Ayúdanos a repartir tratados. Señor, te pedimos que ayudes que cada persona que está aquí se llene del Santo Espíritu. Pero para los que todavía no son salvos, ayúdales a poner su fe en Jesucristo esta noche y luego decirlo a otros que ahora creen en Jesús, que son salvos, y así dar testimonio de tu amor y gracia. En el nombre de Jesús te lo pedimos. Amén. Gracias Dios por tu salvación. Gracias Dios.
Por tormentos.